Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, thank you so very much for joining us on today's episode of The Lantern. I think it goes without dispute that one of the most important, essential, vital factors that can make any relationship, whether it's platonic, romantic, business, friendship, whatever, any family ties, even with strangers, any relationship work out properly is communication. Communication doesn't just mean the use of words. It means the ability to transfer information between two or more people. And this description often relies on several other factors in addition to words and verbs. Let's listen to a short little anecdote that I remember often when I'm at a loss for words or my voice rises a bit more than its usual resting place. It's an interesting one. Let's listen to it real quick and we'll be right back.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, salam. So welcome to another episode of Lantern with a nice story. The title of today's story is Language of Love. A wise old man saw his grandson having a heated discussion with his wife. He asked his grandson, "Why do you raise your voice when you are arguing with your wife?" Grandson said, "I lose patience when she doesn't understand my point of view, and that is why I raise my voice." Grandfather said, "But your wife is close enough for her to hear you even when you say the same sentence in a calm manner. Why do you have to raise your voice?" His grandson said, "I raise my voice so that my voice is heard and I can also let out the steam by raising my voice." Grandfather said, "That is not the exact reason for you to raise your voice. The real reason is that when you're angry with your wife, your heart moves away from her heart. So even though you are physically close to each other, you feel that you are far away from one another and hence raise your voice." His grandson replied, "If that is the reason for raising the voice, what do we do when we are in love?" Grandfather said, "When two people are in love, their hearts are close to each other. Even if you whisper softly, you both can hear very clearly. At such time, one can communicate with the loved ones even through the language of silence." Yes, as William James says, whenever you're in conflict with someone, there is one factor that can make a difference between damaging your relationship and deepening it. That factor is attitude.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
So, As the story indicates, one of those factors that makes communication functional and fruitful and gives it any sort of benefit is really the volume of our voices. Being able to speak with a low, soft voice is a virtue. Obviously, the noble prophet and the infallibles and the messengers of God possess this virtue. And it is really a representation of a person's character. In fact, even the Quran tells us that Allah doesn't really like it when people raise their voice and yell and shout for apparently no reason, unless they are being oppressed and it's a cry for help. And I find that very interesting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distincts this singular instance to be an exception for the detestedness of raising one's voice when speaking. There's a saying or a poem in English attributed to Rumi, though to be honest, I've never come across the Persian, that don't raise your voice when speaking to others and trying to be understood. It's the rain that helps the plant go. It's the rain that helps the plant grow, not the thunder. And unless someone is really far away from us and the distance requires us to raise our voice so that our voice can be heard, I really can't think of any circumstances where a speech presented louder would make it more influential. Or unless, you know, like really, you're standing at a podium and there's a crowd, you're on a stage, or you're in a studio and the microphone requires you to speak with a certain level, or someone's in the other room. Other than that, with kids, with our parents, whom we're not even supposed to say uff to, as the Quran states, with our loved ones, especially with our partners, raising our voice is never the solution, and it has never helped. It's never resolved or fixed any conflict. In fact, on the contrary, it's probably even made it worse. Once one of the parties or both of them begin to raise their voices, that's when you know stuff is hitting the fan. And, you know, they probably at this point need to back off from each other a little and take some time to cool down, process what just happened, choose their words more wisely, try to wait for their emotions to de-escalate a little, and be able to reapproach the topic and the discussion in a more sound, civilized manner. Even when it comes to children, we can see that they begin to raise their voices when they feel unheard and they feel frustrated and they can't find the right words to express themselves. And I think that just shows that raising our voice is not necessarily our natural state, unless, you know, certain cultures, we see that they are innately loud people. But even them, I think even if you search among them, the wise and the sage and the learned and those who are scholarly or those who are self-refined tend to have lower volumes when they speak. Thank you for being with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. في أمان الله.
أنا بذكر الله